The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The Taoiseach has claimed he could secure a yes vote in a referendum for the country to join a European defence force. Is he right? Well, I'm joined on the line by Declan Power, defence and security expert, and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. Good morning and welcome to you both. Paul, first of all, what are your thoughts that we could have a referendum and it would pass not to join NATO, which people have set their faces against perhaps, but an EU defence?
Well, I find it very interesting. Whenever we on the left have warned about the creeping process of European militarisation, we have been ridiculed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It's been suggested that the idea that there'll be a European army is some sort of conspiracy theory. But then Leo Varadkar goes to the gathering of the European People's Party, which is the grouping of parties similar to Fine Gael and some further to the right across Europe. And there he promises them that not only is he in favour of a European army, but he'd be able to win a referendum to get us into a European army. Actually, I would welcome a referendum on this, because I think what's been happening is we've been joining this process of European militarisation by the back door. We're participating in European battle groups, in a thing called PESCO, in a significant increase in the European Defence Agency, in a new thing called the Ukraine Contact Defence Group, led by the Pentagon and NATO. And actually, I'd prefer to say, OK, make the argument. Let's have a debate about it. Let's make the argument. I'm very confident that a majority of people would vote in favour of neutrality and not participating. The government voted against our bill, which would have resulted in a referendum on neutrality a couple of months ago. But let's actually have this debate and let's allow people to decide.
OK, do you have any concerns at all that we have no ability really to defend ourselves or even to keep eyes in the sky on what's going on in our airspace, under our waters around the coast with those important fibre optic data cables to the United States in our waters? Our vulnerability to modern warfare, although we're not seeing that in Ukraine, this is cyber warfare where we could be hacked to bits digitally and we'd have no friends.
So I think we need to fund our public services properly. Like the HSE issue in terms of hacking and so on was an issue about the lack of funding for HSE and need to fund proper security mechanisms and so on there. But I think participating in a process of European militarization, which will be very integrated with NATO, in reality, Leo Varadkar is very open about that, actually, in his reported comments saying this should be closely tied to NATO and so on, makes us more of a target, not less. It also means, one, we've already signed up through PESCO for increasing our military budget. That's money not being spent on hospitals, not being spent on homes, not being spent on schools. It would drive that further, worsening people's living standards. And it would also create a big danger that ordinary people in this country would be asked to participate in wars for oil, for power in the Middle East, like we've seen from NATO in the past, at the cost of millions of lives.
But suppose it was limited to an EU defence force. In other words, one of our partners in the EU is attacked by a hostile force, and we're all thinking of Russia, and we say, you're on your own, sunshine.
Well, I think Ireland should maintain a position of military neutrality, which means that we should be consistently opposed to all imperialist aggression and all oppression. That means
so
that
what happens
statement.
If, no, just seriously, Paul, what happens if there is that Russian imperial aggression against one of our EU colleagues? We're opposed to it, then how do you oppose it if you just say we're against it, but we don't do anything about it?
Well, I'd say take the example of Ukraine, right? Instead of using the horrendous invasion of Ukraine to try to erode military neutrality, which is what's being done by the government, why aren't we doing things that actually would make a real difference? Why aren't we giving significantly more humanitarian aid to Ukraine? Why isn't Ireland raising its voice, as we've proposed in a motion to the Dáil, calling for the cancellation of Ukrainian debt, which is crippling the economy? Why aren't we moving to shut down the shadow banking system in the IFSC, affecting the Russian and other oligarchs? Why aren't we doing those things, and why instead is this being used as something to pursue the already existing agenda, of the European establishments across Europe and in this country to massively increase military spending
okay.
for the benefits of the big armaments company companies, and to try to integrate us in with US imperialism
okay.
and NATO.
So, Declan, what is your response to that? There are other things we could do. Our military neutrality is important, and thin end of the wedge by joining some sort of EU defence collective.
Well, can I just first say, most of what Paul has been saying there in the last few minutes, I would completely agree with. Those, the shadow banking system, these various other elements that have allowed Russia prosecute its aggressive campaign should be looked at and should be shut down. And then just to amplify the point, you see, this is where I have a bit of a problem with concepts like terms like military neutrality that are just used in this country and nowhere else. We're quite obviously not neutral in the war in Ukraine, and we have taken non-neutral stances on a number of things. Yet we have not taken what I would consider the appropriate steps to protect our own territory and people from, you know, the evolving nature of threats that are occurring. And this is, I think, where the Taoiseach is coming from. Terms like European Army or European Defence Force are unhelpful because they're not accurate. I mean, the likelihood
of... what
the
is
European
he talking
Army
about then?
Happening.
What is the Taoiseach talking about?
He's talking about a widening and deepening of defence arrangements and defence choices within the European Union. And I think this is something that could be very useful for this country. Paul mentioned PESCO. And the other thing that he's probably aware of, too, is this thing, the evolving thing called the strategic compass within the European Union. Now, what they allow for is for clusters of European states to come together and cooperate on like-minded projects. Now, the interesting thing is this country has been involved in a wide variety of defence and crisis management schemes and projects and missions abroad. But we never quite apply that thinking to the security of our own territory and people. And where I stand on this is, I personally don't have an issue with us joining NATO. I'll be quite clear about that. But I also haven't called for it because I know politically it's impossible in this country. But what I do believe we have to address, and to paraphrase Diarmaid Feretter in an article he wrote some months ago, we have to find a third way. And I think Europe provides us with that. And what I'd like to see is a way that we can have access to the decision-making process so that if a crisis erupts in our of our seaboard, in our airs, that we're not passengers, that we're not even passengers, that we're not some people who are shouldered out of the way while the big powers make the decisions on what happens. And the one thing we have seen on a positive note in the European Union is that it is very much a rules-based institution. And small countries like ours, as Brexit has proven, have had our voices listened to. And I think that if we were to approach that concept from a defence perspective, we could design a bespoke series of arrangements that would suit our people's needs without compromising any other things. And I think fundamentally we need to have a reasoned debate, you know, like we're having now, and a process of education so that if there is a referendum, that people will make decisions based on the facts of today rather than anything else. Mm.
So, Paul, that point that Declan made, that, you know, we are involved in the PESCO-type arrangements. We are often concerned about the stability in other countries. We send our representatives, our armed forces, under the blue helmet of the United Nations to ensure the stability of other countries. But we're not that fussed about ensuring the future stability of our own country were it to be attacked.
But that's the point in terms of the PESCO arrangements, battle group, the strategic compass, is that Ireland is currently participating in a deepening of militarisation of the European Union. That's happening, and it's happening without any referendum, without any decision of ordinary people. And I just, this idea that there's a third way that we can be involved in this European militarization and not be integrated into NATO, which is very damaged in people's eyes correctly because of its role in the Middle East, for example. I don't believe that's the case. I mean, in the past, the process of European militarization had a certain independence from NATO and US imperialism. Something that has happened, actually, with the invasion of Ukraine and the reaction to it is that independence without endorsing that, to be honest, as a better project, but that independence is gone. It's very clear that this is now happening 100% integrated within NATO and accepting the leadership of US imperialism.
All right. And Declan, finally, a response to that. This is basically a European army by stealth.
No, I wouldn't say that. And in fairness, I don't think even Paul is saying that it's a European army by stealth. His points about the relationship between NATO and the EU are they're worthy of further discussion, because he's somewhat right in one sense. But from a military observer perspective, what it means is the EU is very much setting up an architecture for it to be a soft power entity with military aspects, and that it will have a strategic partner in NATO, that it will provide the heavy lifting for necessary elements. And personally, I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think as a society, we need to understand, what does that mean? That needs to be thrashed out. And just because NATO may have acted inappropriately in missions in the past, doesn't mean that the necessary relationship between it and the EU can't be forged in such a way that it's
positive. A final and simple question. I mean, if we are to have these relationships through EU arrangements with NATO and so on, I mean, does it make us more or less likely to be a nuclear target for Russia if it has such in mind? Or would they care about this little island? They just bomb us anyway.
Well, here's the thing, Pat. We are already a target because we are very much considered to be in the NATO sphere of influence. Remember, you know, we trumpet about neutralism, but you know, our air defence is carried out by our nearest neighbour. There's a wide variety of external defence arrangements that we have relied upon for nearest neighbours. We're not Switzerland, we're not Sweden, we never have been. So this notion that we somehow stand aloof in the eyes of an aggressive power like Russia and we would be off the target list is a nonsense, and it has been since the 1980s.
All right, and last words to you, Paul, then, on that front. Doesn't matter what we do, if the Russians want to nuke us, they'll nuke us, and they don't care what badge we wear.
Well, I think, like, I agree that Ireland is largely seen as integrated into the NATO Western camp, and I think that needs to end. So, you know,
that's a serious point, Paul. Do you actually think the Russians care whether we align ourselves this way or that when they're doing their nuclear targeting?
No, I don't. Just like I think U.S. imperialism doesn't care if they bomb a school or a hospital or whatever in Iraq and in Afghanistan. None of these people care. They're pursuing their own interests. But I think Ireland should actually genuinely be neutral, which means, for example, they shouldn't continue to send troops, almost 3 million, through Shannon Airport. We shouldn't be participating in the U.S. military-led Ukraine defense contact group. We shouldn't be participating in PESCO. We shouldn't be participating in the Partnership for Peace, also NATO-led. We should get out of these things. And I would hope that a debate on neutrality could result in us actually doing that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paul. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin Southwest, and Declan Power, defense and security expert.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.